One of the easiest ways to identify a true follower of Jesus Christ is how compassionately that person treats other people. The Savior's message is clear. His true disciples build, lift, encourage, persuade, and inspire. No matter how difficult the situation, true disciples of Jesus Christ are peacemakers.
Hello, this is Mackenzie Hansen from the University of Utah Institute of Religion. This is the podcast series entitled Peacemakers Needed. During this episode, we will be discussing finding peace through transitions. And today I am joined by Elisa Sullivan. So grateful to have you with us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I am a current sophomore studying social work. I was born and raised in Utah, just about 20 minutes from the U, and it's just been an exciting time to come back to school after serving a mission.
Awesome. Okay, so where'd you serve?
Sapporo, Japan. So it's the northmost island of Japan.
Oh my goodness. What was it like there?
We are nicknamed the Frozen Chosen because in the winter we have snow above our heads. It's below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. But it was really fun.
Oh my goodness. Well, I can relate tiny bit. I went to Michigan, and Michigan is freezing cold. And I was at the top of the state in a place called Sheboygan for 9 months. Uh-huh. And it was kind of like that. The lake effect and everything was absolutely terrible, but not snow above our heads. That's crazy. And nothing below 0 degrees. So no, I don't know how you did that.
Lake effect is hard. Like,
it was crazy. Humidity. But I think I'm just going to be a little bit more grateful I was in Michigan. And that you bore that cold for all of us. What was your favorite part of your mission?
I just loved everyone I got to meet. The missionaries, the members, the investigators, the friends that we got to teach. Everyone I met taught me something, and I was just able to create such a close bond with so many people. And like, I'm still in contact with a lot of them. It was so fun to meet so many people.
Yeah, I love that about my mission, too. The people are the best part.
Yeah. Right?
It's so good. Sure. But, like, transitioning home from a mission to home and everything, it's a lot. We're both returned missionaries. We get that.
Yeah.
So how has that been for you? Give me a picture of, like, what that's been like.
So I got home about 2 months ago, and it was actually kind of a sudden transition. I got sick the last couple months of my mission, and so they brought me home just because I wasn't able to be sustained out in Japan. And so because it was so sudden, it was really, really difficult because I went from one day serving and living the normal missionary life to 3 days later, I was in Utah, just no longer a missionary, just trying to find my bearings.
Yeah.
And so I think what was really the most difficult was it was so sudden. And, like, coming home is difficult on its own, but I didn't have time to prepare. I hadn't done, like, my plan or done any planning for my future. And so coming home was so difficult because I didn't know what was going to come next, what my plan was. I got a lot of help from my bishop, my state president, my parents, and it was very nice to have that support system. I think that's important when it comes to any kind of transition, is to have friends and family and people that you can lean on for a little bit of help, because during transitions, you are a little bit vulnerable. You're still trying to get your footing and figure things out. I'm very grateful, especially for my parents who were taking care of me while I was sick and helping me through everything, that just was able to guide me to where I needed to be, to the place where I am now, where I'm mostly healthy, I'm able to go to school, and even though the initial transition was hard, I have come to, like, a much better place because of the people around me, and especially because I was able to rely on, like, on Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and have their help through everything, because even if nobody really understands what it's like to come home from a mission, or especially to come home early from a mission, but Christ does. And so that's really where I went, was even with my support system, I was able, they didn't know what was going on, but being able to know that Christ knew what was going on and that he could help me was very, very major in being able to get back on my feet.
Yeah, I love that so much. And it's like you just went to him throughout that time. And I think it's a huge blessing that Heavenly Father can give us so many people in our lives. Like, and especially in President Nelson's talk, he does talk so much about our relationships with people and how those, like, having peace within those relationships can make us so successful and help us to really overcome the contentions and the hard trials that we face in all of these transition periods, right? But, like, it really is about coming to the Savior and going to him through these things to find peace. So what did you do to come to the Savior throughout this challenging time?
So if I'm going to be honest, when I came home, I was at a point where I was a little bit upset at everything.
And understandable.
Like, I cannot believe this happened.
Yeah.
And I just remembered the times on my mission. And because I got sick on my mission, and through that time also I was relying a lot on Christ. Like, okay, I'm not feeling good today, but I just have to get through 3 lessons and then I'll be good. And I just need your help for that. And so remembering that, I was able to really understand, like, okay, Christ does have it. He's had me in the past. He knows what's going on. He's been able to support me in the past. And he'll still be able to do that. And I was able to really find Christ in the quiet moments where I was more by myself. I made a lot of time to just think and reflect and sit with. It was just like me and the Holy Ghost and Christ and Heavenly Father and stuff. And it was during those times where I was able to feel the love and the reassurance that things were going to be okay. Because coming home from a mission early, especially, it's really easy to feel kind of like a failure. Like, because things didn't go the way you wanted to, that there's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. When things are out of your control, there's nothing that can happen. And so to be able to sit with the love that Christ has for me and the love that Heavenly Father has for me was something that really helped. And it really helped me, because if I'm going to be honest, I was not the most enjoyable person to be around when I got back. I was really sad. I was kind of angry. But being able to feel that love for myself really helped me show that love and appreciation to those around me and those who stuck by me during those hard times.
Oh, I love that thought of being able to sit in their love with them. But then also, like, realizing it needs to be shown to yourself. Like, you have to show yourself love throughout it. Because I think in any transition period, your life is uprooted in some way. And so you can feel lost. You can feel all those emotions you were describing, mad, angry, frustrated. Like, those are normal. And I think sometimes we beat ourselves up for feeling that way. Mm-hmm. But I think that's normal. And I think it's like we should feel those, because that's when the peace can come in. That's when the love comes from the Lord. And then also, but we have to pull that out of ourselves. Like, we have to show ourselves love.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, it's like I was sick, and so I had all this healing to do. And, like, I could go to as many doctors as I wanted to, but if I didn't do it myself, if I didn't love myself and take care of myself that way, I wasn't ever going to get better.
Yeah.
And that was also kind of hard, because I was still in that mindset. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. I did something wrong. But being able to sit, again, like you're saying, like, sit in the love and pull that same love out of myself was really what helped me to heal and transition to a place where I am better, where I'm happier, I'm healthier, and I'm doing okay now.
Yeah, and what a blessing, right? Yeah. You know, to have gone through so much turmoil, and then now it's like, now you can sit and you're like, okay, I'm fine again, you know? But now you've transitioned to school, so that's pretty quick so you've been home 2 months from the mission, and now you're right back to school. How are you feeling about that transition? Because that's big in itself, too.
Yeah, it was really crazy, especially because in the first month I had been home, I was still planning on going back out. And I was like trying to get healthy to go back out. But there was a moment where I had to realize, okay, this might not be a feasible thing from where my health is, and it might not be where God needs me to be anymore. And so even transitioning from that mindset to be like, okay, maybe it's time to start a new chapter in my life was very important. And I wasn't planning on coming back to the U until like 2 weeks before the semester started.
Oh my goodness. The stress that just went through my body. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a lot. And so during that time, it was a lot of like, okay, what should I actually be doing? And a lot of prayer and seeking of answers. So getting that seeking of answers. And through that, I was able to transition again, because I was able to find what would be best for me, what God wanted mm-hmm. me to do, because I was able to find those answers. And that transition, that made the transition so much easier, because I was just like, it was in tune with God.
Yes, yeah.
And he was able to tell me, this is what's going to be best for you. This is what I need you to do as well. And I was able to incorporate that into my schooling. And because I'm following him, he made the transition so much easier.
Oh, I love that line you just said. Oh, my goodness. Following him, he made the transition easier. That's huge. Yeah. And I think as young adults, we're all trying to figure out what we're wanting to do with our lives, who we're going to be with for the rest of eternity. Like, big decisions mm-hmm. are on the line in yeah. our 20s. And so we're all trying to figure it out. But I love that you, because, I mean, all of those are going to be transitions. Going mm-hmm. to school, going to work, finding someone to yeah. be with, dating, all of that stuff. Even communicating with your family and spending time with them, friends. All of those are, like, big things that are important to us, but all uh-huh. include a lot of transitions and a lot of change and a lot of growth. But really, if we just focus on the Lord, yeah. follow him, he makes those transitions. And I love that you said, too, to act in faith by asking, by being prayerful, being in tune with the Lord, to know what he wants for your life. That's going to be huge. That's going to be huge to help you throughout any transition. Yeah. What else do you have to add to this experience of all these transitions and how you found peace throughout these times? What else would you add to our conversation today about finding peace through transitions?
I think it comes a lot from just having faith that God's got this and having just the hope that things are going to be okay, that anything that I go through is going to be for my betterment. Because transitions are hard. You can be moving from home to school or school to something bigger, something scarier mm-hmm. a lot of times. But having that faith that God already has everything planned out. And if I'm following him, he's never going to let me fail. The plan that he's created for us is one of happiness and love and joy. And it's not going to include our failure or our prolonged suffering. And having the faith to just really say, I'm just going to follow you. You know what's best. And he'll just really take it from there and make things a lot easier. And if we just remember to have hope that, you know, even if things go poorly, that it will get better, that this is all for our increased strength and to help us to become more like the Savior in every way, is just really something that especially helped me going through so many transitions all at once.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that testimony. I wish you all could see her face. She's smiling and just shining with so much light. And I can just tell you know this. You know this with your whole soul. And I just want to testify to what you said. Like, when we choose to follow the Savior, especially through our transitioning periods, like, he will lead us along. Like, he does have that perfect plan. We're not perfect. We're not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But the plan is perfect, and we can yeah. trust that we're in his hands, that he's going to take care of us. And I think recently in my life, as I've been going through different transitioning periods, I've decided to take a semester off school, which wasn't in the plan. I'm teaching seminary. I'm doing a couple other things that yeah. I never really planned for or ever even thought about.
Mm-hmm. And it's especially difficult when you don't plan for it.
Yes. It's so hard. Yeah. And I felt the frustration and I felt the like sadness come, and I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I felt all of those things. But yeah, I can just add my testimony to Elisa's, that it's when you put your trust in the Savior, it's when you come to him with everything and you just put your sole reliance on him, that he is there and mm-hmm. he carries you through it yeah. and he helps you to heal in whatever way that means for you. But also sometimes it's just about feeling the peace. Like, there was a lot of times throughout my transitioning periods this last year where I didn't feel like I was getting answers, where yeah, I just felt like the Lord was a little bit silent. The thing was, is I didn't feel like he was missing, though. I didn't mm-hmm. feel alone. I always felt his presence.
And that's the important thing, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Because I just, even though I wasn't getting answers, and that was causing me even more confusion, and I was trying mm-hmm. to figure out what is going yeah. on in my life, I still felt his peace. I still felt the presence of the Lord in my life. And so it helped me to go through that experience, to just know it's okay if he's quiet for a little bit of time, because he still brings me the things that I need. He mm-hmm. still helps me to feel what I need to feel, to give me strength and to just, yeah, just bring me what I need. And so I just know for any of you, like, these transition periods that you're going through, especially through college and your 20s, that God's here. He's not going to leave you. He just wants you to come to him, and he'll take you along.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, we have one last question. So okay. Before we finish up, the question that we've been asking everyone on the podcast series is, what's an example of a time when you have been a peacemaker, and how has the Savior helped you to be a peacemaker?
I feel like I keep talking about coming home from my mission, but coming home from my mission, my family dynamic had actually changed while I'd been gone. And it was a little bit, not angry, but there was some contention there just in with everyone in my home. And when I came home, I definitely added to that contention. I was just angry at everyone and everything. But I did reach a point where I was able to find that peace within myself and that love within myself. And I was able to start showing it outwardly to my family, like close, distant relatives. And it was actually really incredible to see the change that happened in my home as I put in the effort. Because when I put in the effort to show love and empathy to my family, they were able to show it back to me. And so while we still argued and while things were still a little bit contentious, it got lighter, and we were able to have more empathy for each other on what we were going through. And it definitely wasn't easy. We still argue sometimes. But we've also made an effort, all of us, we had a family meeting about this, all of us made an effort to put Christ into all of our relationships as well. And he has really helped us have more love for each other, because we're all going through different things that, even though I'm close to my sister, I don't always see what she's struggling with. And so he has been able to help me understand a little bit more about her and to really feel as much love as I possibly can with her.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I can tell that you're a peacemaker in your life and for all the people in it. And I know from your beautiful testimony today, it is something that's attainable. We can all become peacemakers and also feel the peace that Christ can bring. So thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you to all those who listened. We hope that you'll be able to feel a little bit of peace as you listened.
My dear brothers and sisters, how we treat each other really matters. How we speak to and about others at home, at your church, at work, and online really matters. Today I'm asking us to interact with others in a higher, holier way.
This podcast series has been produced by students at the Institute at the University of Utah.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend.
To direct others to this podcast, to listen to other episodes in this series, or to enroll in the Institute class associated with these podcasts, see our website at overcometheworld.podbeam.com.
This recording is not an official publication of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The views expressed are those of the participants and are neither the official doctrine nor the official teachings of the church.